the leaders of the state should surely have some concept of, if they're Democrats and if they're participating in a Democratic convention, and we believe in the convention system and the majority rule, surely they should be bound by what the majority convention would come up with. Otherwise, there'd be no point in the president having a convention.
Well, they've been fighting that, Dick, for a good many years in our convention, but we never have taken that, we never have gotten that requirement. And our problem now is not so much as Alabama, Mississippi. They assembled. They're assembled. But the problem is, if what you do in Alabama, Mississippi is going to affect you very deeply in Louisville and Little Rock, it's going to affect you very, very deeply in New Orleans and Oklahoma City. And if you say that you're not going to seat the elected delegation from Mississippi that will comply with every rule of your convention, but you're going to seat a group that meets in Washington, because then...
I don't go to that second step. I'm still on the first step.
Yeah.
Whether or not we should seat delegates in any state without having some pledge or some commitment that they will support the nominee that comes out of the convention. This is the thing that just... I can't understand how anyone could sit in a convention and participate and be the very cause of causing us, you, great concern and a great issue, no matter which way it's decided, as you say, and then not say that they will support the nominee that comes out of this convention, and especially when he's the president of the United States. I can't think through. Now, the second step, I don't go the second step. I'm just still on the first step about the seating of these delegates in these respective states. If they refuse to give some commitment from the state chairman on that their organization will support the nominee of this convention, and the person that comes out of this convention as the nominee, and they're sitting in our convention, participating, according to the rules, as you say, taking action and all that, but withdrawing unto themselves. Where would we ever go if this was the practice followed by every state? We'd never have a majority in a convention. We'd never have a nominee. Because after sitting in the convention and taking their place, I would assume that as Democrats or as even members of a large body, they would feel they have some obligation to support or speak out and say why they will not support. And then if they will not support the nominee of the convention, what are they doing in our convention?
Well, Dick, you'll find that over the years that has been a question that people...
Well, it only arose since 1948, Mr. President, and that's not too long ago. That's the first time it arose, and it arose on the question of the minority and majority report on out of the platform committee. And then as you recall, certain states refused to be bound by the platform and walked out of the convention. Well, this in itself is something that shouldn't happen. If you come to a convention and the majority of the people in the convention vote a certain way, I would assume that if you're believing that convention, and you believe in what it stands for, you'd stay there. Mm-hmm. You can't win every issue.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if on the other hand, and it's being whipped up in the East and in California and out here, if this thing is going to turn us around completely, and if we're going to take a stand in sitting these delegations from these states without having some commitment of them supporting, then I think we're opening ourselves to a tremendous charge of insincerity and bad faith. And we're talking about all these civil rights things, and then when the question comes right exactly into our convention on the sitting of delegations, we refuse to even ask them for a pledge, but we go ahead and see people that will say that they'll be out against you, working against you, their entire Democratic organization. I don't know. It isn't an easy one, but to me, it's something I hope we try to find the answer. Now, on the other hand, you say, well, if we say to them, yes, You have a right to come into our convention, but we have a right also to have additional conditions on our convention. What seems to be irregular and what seems to be wrong with the every state delegation pledging themselves to support the nominee, not just the one state.
Well, Dick, you can't get that done at this convention. Now, maybe that you ought to make that requirement before they elect their delegates and just say that we're not going to let anybody come in that doesn't pledge themselves to support the nominee. But I tried that in 44 in my own state.
Yeah.
I walked out with a group on the question we had. All of us were elected delegates in the state convention. We made a motion that required the delegates to the national convention to agree to support the nominee, and they defeated the motion. So a minority of us walked across the hall and had a separate convention. We came to Chicago and they seated both of us. 50-50 each way. The ones walked out and one the other. I don't think we can, from a practical standpoint, first, we've got nothing really to disagree about this time. We can agree on the nominees without any difficulty, and our platform is going to be satisfactory. So we really got nothing to fight about. The proposals of the Freedom Party, they proposed last night to some of the spokesmen there, that since we're not going to have any roll calls and not going to have any fights, that we just say every contested group come on in. Let the Freedom Party come on in with them, and they got a fight in Puerto Rico between Governor Munoz and Adam Clayton Powell, and just say both of you come on in. And they got a fight in the Virgin Islands, you come on in. And Morris and Ms. Green, both good Democrats, got a fight on in Oregon, you come on in. Only trouble is when they go to have a demonstration, the question who's going to carry the banner. And then we could keep them from having a roll call. We could just say this is unity. Now, that's what the Freedom people think. I think the governor of the state and the rest of them will say, hell no, if you're going to try to seat anybody, let them come in that wasn't elected while we walk out. I'm not worried about Alabama and Mississippi. We haven't got a chance in the world to carry them. Not a chance. Or Louisiana. I think what I am worried about is that if we take unwise action or almost any action that's different down there, that we almost shovel over to Goldwater 15 other states. And that where this thing, now if Carl Sanders is as good a Democrat as you are in Georgia, he's young, he's progressive, he's labor-minded, he's civil rights-minded, they've just elected a Negro senator in Atlanta, and they've elected a congressman who voted for the civil rights bill. He couldn't anymore stand in that convention if they refused to elect the delegates of Alabama, refused to seat them Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, then he could fly. They'd impeach him if he went back home. It'd be almost like you're getting up and voting not to let a Negro sit in the convention. Now, that's his practical situation, and we want to carry Georgia, and we're going to carry Georgia. It's always been the banner state. But it's produced more.
Your idea of seating them all is all right.
That's not mine. That's what Roy Wilkins suggested to me last night. He says we've got to do something to keep from giving these. It's in the interest of the Negro not to give Goldwater this election. And we've got an issue whipped up here about nothing.
That's right.
That's going to give him 10 or 15 states. That's going to take all the money.
I don't think it's being done without design either.
No, they got
the hell, there's someone behind us.
Oh yes, Dick. The Communist Party is the leaders. We've got an FBI report.
Some of the opposition are behind it too.
Yes, that's right.
Because what the hell, it's coming up in too many places, and there's too many overnight organizations jumping up without having some.
Now, what contact have you had with it? Who's contacted you? What?
These different people, but when I told I'd see them.
Yeah, but give me an idea of what groups. Is it Negro groups primarily?
Both.
Both what?
Both are Negro and white.
Yeah, Negro and white.
And all these groups that are still, in this other movement, too, and all they want to do is create dissension and everything else.
What other movement? You mean the vice presidency thing?
No, into the schools and into the demonstrations that have been held here.
Yeah, the corps and so forth.
Right, that's what the SNCC and corps and all this stuff. I told them I'd see them next Friday at 9 o'clock.
Well, now
they come in, so I figured, well, the thing to do is to see them. But they wanted an immediate meeting last week. I said, we'll see you next Friday at 9 o'clock. I'm going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, they want to be able to say they've contacted all the leaders in the East and in the Middle West and in the North. And they're issuing, you know, some scurrilous pamphlets and all that showing the things that have happened in Mississippi. And now these people are coming to the Democratic Convention. And this is going to be given more publicity, I think, this week. And I don't think the Wilkins and them can control these people.
They can't. No, they can't. Nobody can control Farmer and Snick.
They can't control Core or Snick either. Can Farmer control some of these local people? They're all fighting for leadership themselves.
Now, what do you think we ought to do?
Well, I really think this idea of saying with open arms, who the hell ever went wrong, would let everyone come in. We'd surely get enough seats there.
Well, I suppose you had a roll call. How would you divide them?
I wouldn't call the roll for either. And if you're going to have a roll call, what the hell are we going to have a roll call on other than the roll call would be unanimous and John McCormick would be in the seat and all he'd say is all in favor of Iowa. Someone asks for a roll call, well, you provide a roll call. And then when you come to Mississippi, you recognize the Mississippi delegation, and if you want to, you have a note and you recognize the other delegation. But we ought to be able to surely run the convention.
You think about that, and let's talk about it about Thursday. Figure out what you think ought to be done, just me and you, and let's talk about Thursday.
Fine.
Okay.